This famous decree made Christianity one of the empire's officially tolerated religions, and it officially permitted Christians to serve in public life. After Licinius broke with Constantine and fought against Constantine for control of the empire, he, Licinius that is, resumed persecuting Christians. Constantine's defeat of Licinius in 324 established him permanently as sole ruler of the Roman world. In turn, Constantine established Christianity once and for all as a legitimate Roman religion, with his official personal blessing as sole emperor. As sole emperor, Constantine reserved the right to get involved in church matters such as the Arian controversy. At the Synod of Nicaea in 325, even though he wasn't baptized himself, Constantine compelled the Christian bishops to select the so-called Orthodox view that God the Father and Christ the Son were of exactly the same substance. This was against the so-called Arian view that God the Father and Christ the Son were merely of quote-unquote similar substance. In Constantine's defense, though, Christian theological disputes often threatened the peace of the empire, especially when they led to rioting, and especially over matters that we would consider, well, not worth dying over. But the streets of the Eastern Empire's great cities were choked by Christians brawling to the death over whether Christ the Son was of the same substance as God the Father, or whether he was merely similar. Obviously, the Christians could persecute each other even worse than the pagans did. When Constantine founded his second Rome on the former site of Byzantium in 330 BC, the city known as Constantinople or Istanbul or Constantinople was intended as a Christian community. Although Christianity was still not the empire's only official religion, Constantine likely saw it moving in that direction. Baptized at last upon his deathbed in 337 AD, Constantine left the empire to his three sons,